Angel.
Hi, love. Welcome to Giving Hell. I'm your host, Helly. Giving Hell is your safe space to be a hot mess of a human while connecting to your higher self. We talk all about health, wealth, and self-love and manifesting your dream reality. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode and share with your friends. Hi, love. I'm so excited to be back. I was not here last week, obviously. I had to go do a little baby shower with my friends, so I drove to Chicago, and yeah, that's about all I did. Oh no, I definitely got drunk on a farm and hung out with like my old family members. I say old family members because they weren't like actual family, but you know, like when friendship becomes family, them. That was a really good time until I argued with one of my friend's moms because she said to me, actually, it really doesn't matter. Anyway, I'm not gonna bring you in on the family drama. But anyway, this week we're talking about glowing the fuck up, bitch. It's time for a glow up. I don't care if you've already glown up this year. We're having another one and another and another and another, okay? This is the last quarter of the year. So you're gonna be living your dream reality by the end of 2021. Affirm that, claim that. You will be living your dream reality by the end of this fucking year, period, okay? If you made it through 2020, you can literally do anything, okay? And what even is a glow up? I'm sure we all know, but just to give you a little definition, a glow up, and this is according to Urban Dictionary, a glow up is a mental, physical, and an emotional, hold on, a glow up is a mental, physical, and an emotional transformation for the better, okay? Glow ups can be both natural or planned, as well as being gradual and permanent, or fast and temporary. Notice that part when they say gradual and permanent, or fast and temporary. They didn't say gradual and temporary and fast and permanent, because we'll talk about that a little bit later. So I personally am the queen of glowing up. I swear to you, every couple years I have an insane glow up and people are like, who the fuck is she? And I'm like, I am me, bitch. I am fucking me. My life will literally go in waves. I have a tendency to fall the fuck off. Like, I'll be doing so well. And also, we're gonna talk about this in a little bit, but it's because I do the fast and temporary route most of the time. I am currently in a gradual and permanent state of glowing up. If you've been following me since I was in my last relationship, you have seen the glow up, okay? You've seen it. When I was with my ex, I was insecure. I was insecure as fuck. I didn't really know who I was. I lost a lot of my identity. I had gone through a ton of friend breakups. Like, I was just shedding all of the negativity from my life. And that includes me. There was a lot of pieces of me that were very negative that I was shedding as well. It's not always other people, bitch. I know I'm the problem, okay? But the good thing about falling off, which is something I do often, is that you get to like really see who the fuck is your friend and who the fuck is not. You get to see who was there for the good times and who's actually there for you. I am constantly reminded who in my life actually fucking love me and who in my life is just here for the benefits, because I am very beneficial. Let me tell you, I get shit fucking done. I make things fucking happen. And I have had so many people in my life that are just there because I make shit happen and not because they genuinely fucking cared for me. So like I mentioned in the definition, not my definition, Urban Dictionary's definition, glow ups can be gradual and permanent or fast and temporary. Okay, so I call that the external versus the internal glow up. External glow up is just physical. That's it. It starts with the physical and ends with the physical. Oftentimes these are like when you lose weight really fast, sometimes from using substances, and they're kind of either inspired by like depressive episodes or bullying. Like they come from a negative place, and that's why they're temporary. That's why they fall off. Like it does not last forever because you're not even like doing this from within. And the internal from within glow up is self-inspired. There might be something that triggers this, but you get the motivation to actually change your fucking life, okay? It starts with a mindset. It's usually an emotional glow up first. Like you start to realize like, wow, I really am that bitch. Then the physical follows, okay? They're longer lasting and they push you to the next level. That is when we are elevating. That is when we are ascending to the next level. That's when we are out here claiming our blessings. For me, a majority of my glow ups have been external. Okay, when I was in high school, your girl was it started even before high school. When I was in middle school, your girl was heavily bullied, okay? I was a chubby girl. I had I still have ADHD. A lot of people that understand that know that, like, we get bullied because we're just different. Like, we are obnoxious. We are sensitive. We get triggered at, like, things that other people aren't triggered by. Like, we're just, what is it called? Oh, we get overstimulated. That's what it is. And then we have outbursts. You know what I mean? So, like, I was always that girl. I was always that girl. I was always, like, I just never fit in really anywhere. I was friends with so many different people, but none of them liked me, to say the least. And because nobody liked me, I was heavily bullied. Let me tell you about the worst fucking experience that I ever fucking had. Like, it's not actually not the worst. I've had so many worse experiences. But anyway, one time I was with an old friend and we were hanging out with these two guys. Like, I don't know, this is middle school story, so it's gonna be one of those. So I'm in middle school and it's me and my friend and we're hanging out with these two boys and we're at the skate park, right? Well, one of the guys suggests that we go to his house and the other guy was like, I don't really want Helly coming over to my house. Friend number one was like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like, that's ridiculous. So we go to his house anyway, and we get locked out of his house, right? So we're standing out front, and friend number two is freaking out. And friend number one was like, what is the problem? He's like, I literally do not want anybody to see that Helly is at my house. In front of my face. He said that in front of my face. No respect. Like, I was so fucking embarrassed. And that is irrelevant to the story, but I'm just telling you, like, I was rejected by society, okay? Then my eating disorder hit. You know what I mean? I had horrible habits and it was an external glow up. It happened almost overnight and it went from people calling me fat and making fun of me to the comments like, oh, where'd your fat go? Like making fun of me for losing weight really quickly. Anyway, I had no, I never caught a break. It was always something, right? So from that glow up, I had a very big crash and burn from that. Like, it's not like I ever felt good about myself. I was literally living with a fucking eating disorder. Like, what glow up is that when you can't even appreciate it? Anybody who has suffered or is suffering from an eating disorder, you know that no matter what size you are, you're not happy because the issue is not a size. It's a very, very severe mental problem. Okay. So that was my first external glow up, my middle school, high school eating disorder issues that quickly turned into substance issues that make you lose weight. I don't think I need to say it. Cocaine. Anyway, so I was feeling like fucking shit on the inside. I was literally a shell. I was absolutely a shell. Like, I lost everything. That was my fall off. Like, I fell the fuck off. And yeah, there was no permanence in my glow up. It was a temporary little glitch in the matrix. I'm just kidding. It was, it was all ripped out from underneath me. Not that I even felt like I was glowing up, but I'm saying all this to discourage you from these fad diets and these like quick little fixes because it will never, I know that you're not going to want to hear me, especially if you're dealing with like severe body image issues. You're not going to want to hear me say quick fixes don't ever fucking work. It is literally a way for somebody to make money off of you. When it comes to these little fad diets, the diet pills, the this, the that, it's not a fucking thing. But if you take the route of an internal glow up, which I've had two of these, so that pretty much means I'm a professional at internal glow ups, and I'm going to teach you exactly how to have one later on in the episode. So I know I'm doing a big roundabout way of trying to say what I'm trying to say, but trust me, you're going to want to hear this. My first internal glow up, it was when I went to go get help. You guys, I've been to rehab a bunch of times. Anyway, I've lived a life. We'll get into that one day. I'm not ready to like share everything just based on the way that people take information and fucking run with it. Like, nobody hears the things that you say and use it as like inspiration of like overcoming something. They hear what you've gone through or what you've done and like use it as a weapon. So one day I'll share with you, but not today. But my first internal glow up was I went to rehab and I started working out and I really started to dive into who I was. I was sober. I was, you know, working out every fucking day. It didn't start because I was bullied into it. I didn't start doing all these things to help myself because anybody had an opinion. I did it because I wanted to. My mindset had shifted into a more positive place. I was inspired by my potential growth. You know what I mean? It had nothing to do with somebody telling me anything. It had nothing to do with anybody on the external. It was completely internal, right? Unfortunately, I fell off from that glow up because, I started dating a guy, which we all know, I spoke about that last week. It doesn't work out for me. Like, men just don't make me feel good about myself. I shouldn't say that. I choose horrible men. There we go. I'll put the blame on myself. Okay. So I fell off from that glow up. And a little bit after that, I found myself again. I started dancing again. I found confidence within myself. I started making decisions. Like, I got myself a personal trainer and I was more mindful of what I was eating, like intuitive eating, all that stuff. It didn't really matter what I was doing, right? It mattered where my head was at. I'm trying to make a point here, and I don't know if I'm doing a good job of it, but external glow ups happen because you are pressured by society. You are pressured by bullies. You are trying to please other people. Internal glow ups happen because you truly believe that you deserve better. You start to do better. You love yourself more, therefore you take better care of yourself. That is an internal glow up. And it's not only changing your insides. Internal glow ups are physical glow ups as well. Like, your external will change, but it starts from within. That's what I'm trying to say. So I grew up, yada, 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 after that evil man that was in my life. And I fell off again because that's just what I do. My life is a roller coaster ride and I'm fucking having a great time. But right now I'm in another glow up. I am in my glow up era. Glow up 2.0 era. And it has taken me a little bit. It has been a slow and steady race. Like, I have been developing better habits. I have moments, or not moments, I mean weeks at a time, when I'm falling off. But at the end of the day, I have built a incredibly stable foundation. So even if I go off on my diet or I stop working out for like 3-4 days, guess what? My mindset is strong. My mindset is there to pull me back to reality. And my reality is that I am glowing the fuck up, bitch. Okay? It's fucking happening for me. But how do you even start an internal glow up? Step one, you decide that you're deserving of it. You say, I'm glowing up. I'm deserving of a glow up. I'm deserving to enter the next level of my fucking life. It's happening for me. Okay? Then you specify what you want. And when I mean like specify, I mean you tell yourself and the universe exactly what you want to see from yourself. I want more motivation when it comes to work. I want more money in my fucking bank account. I want brighter skin. I want da 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 da. And once you have your specific list of things that you want, you're going to understand that that's already inside of you. That is inside of you. You're going to understand that that's already within you. It's just about pulling it out to the surface. Everything that you want is already inside of you. I don't know why every time I say inside of you, it makes me laugh. Okay, sorry, I'm immature. Anyway, now we're going to affirm that this is who we are. The glowed up, the glued up version of ourselves, the got to be glued version of ourselves already exists. The universe knows this. We need to let the universe know that we know this as well. We're on the same page, guy, okay? So now it's just about making it fucking happen. It's about aligning those two realities with one another. This is like speaking it into existence, okay? You're gonna tell the universe, I am a bad bitch. I have a regular workout regimen, okay? And let me just say something. I am pro-fat. I am not necessarily, the body positivity movement has kind of been hijacked, and I do not think that worthiness aligns with any type of body type, okay? But however, I do believe that everybody should be working out for mental health reasons. I do not think that there is one size of beauty, but I do think that we all need to actively do things for our mental health, like working out and eating right, okay? So I just want to specify that when I'm talking about working out and eating healthy food, it's not about a desire to be thin. It's not about a desire to XYZ. It's about the desire to be strong, happy, and mentally healthy. Okay. A little mini disclaimer in there, okay? Back to what I was saying. You are affirming, you are speaking it into existence. I am that fucking bitch. I am gorgeous. When I walk in a room, everybody fucking notices me because I am that fucking bitch, okay? Speaking it into existence, letting the universe know that that's already within you. Trust me, the universe knows it's in you. It's about you knowing. It's about you knowing. Now you're gonna make a plan because you don't have the ability to attract anything. Okay, let me just say this. The law of attraction is one law of the universe. We've kind of talked about this, but there's also the law of action, which is you making the choices that align you with your desired reality, which means making the workout schedule for yourself and following through with it. You can like attract more motivation. Also, let me tell you, so many tabs are open in my head right now. Let me tell you, working out is never, for me at least, is never going to be something that I fucking love. It is something that I need to do. It's kind of like, I mean, I think I've already spoke about this, but like I heard somebody do the analogy of you don't necessarily love to go to work every single fucking day. Like doing the same thing every, you might love your job, but there's still gonna be those days when you don't wanna fucking do it, but you do it anyway, okay? And it's for your mental health. You're gonna make a plan. You're gonna fucking work out. And also, all of our plans are going to look different. If your glow up consists of you making more money and moving to a big city and wearing the clothes that you want and doing all this, your plan is gonna look a lot different than somebody who wants to get super fucking fit and, or like get strong, build some fucking muscle mass. You know what I mean? Like, those are two completely different plans. One is hyper focused on physical activity and one is focused on career. So you're making your own individual plan. Visualize yourself already in your glow up. You know what I mean? You have glown the fuck up. What do you do every day? What do you look like? What did it take to get there? This is the time travel aspect of like manifesting. When you, in your mind, you go to the spot where you're literally that fucking bitch and you say, hey, future self, what did it take for you to get here? And you allow your future self to fucking tell you. For me to get to my desired reality, for me to get, okay, actually, no, let's think about this. If my past self, like right after my breakup, came to me today and said, what the fuck did you do to get here? Because I am miserable. I am fresh out of a breakup. I don't even know who I am. I'm struggling with identity issues. What the fuck are you doing? Because I need to know. I would say, hey, past self, this is what I did. I woke up every single day for the past 2 fucking months and I worked out. Did I want to do it every day? No. Did I do it anyway? Yeah. I bought myself cute workout clothes to motivate me to work out. I completely changed my diet from eating whatever I craved and whatever I wanted to eating things that make me feel good. I care about the way that my stomach feels. I care now. You know what I mean? I love myself 10 times more than you ever fucking did, bitch. I'm just kidding. That's me talking to my old self. I'm not talking to you. But I'm fucking doing the work. And that's exactly what I would tell myself if my past self came to me and said, how did you get here? I did the hard work. I looked within myself and said, what is missing here? What do I need to be doing to feel more confident? And you know what was missing when it came to me feeling confidence? I was not talking about myself in a very nice way. I would say horrible fucking things to myself. When I looked in the mirror, it didn't matter what I saw because my thoughts were so fucking negative. And I don't think we've done an affirmation of the week in a couple weeks, which I'm so sorry about, but this week's affirmation of the fucking week is an important one. And it is, when I look in the mirror, I love what I see. You start saying that out loud, you'll start feeling that out loud. You know what I mean? Think about this. The girl that walked into a bar and grabbed everybody's attention didn't look in the mirror before she left the house and think, I hope people like me. No, she looked in that mirror and said, I am the baddest fucking bitch. I love what I see. And she strutted her stuff to the bar and grabbed everybody's attention. Doesn't matter what she looks like, you know that energy. It's not about physical looks, it's about energy. Okay. What do the conversations that you're having with yourself even look like? Like, let's start there. Let's assess that. Okay. I was literally doing laundry earlier and it made me realize my thoughts are still kind of negative. Like, I've gained more confidence and it's, like I said, it's not an overnight glow up. It's not an external glow up. It's not magic. It's not fast and temporary. It is, what is it? I forgot what the definition said. It is gradual and permanent, okay? So I noticed something in myself that I have to share with you because, listen, I'm not fucking perfect. If we haven't gathered that by now, I don't know what to tell you. But I was doing laundry. And you know how on the washer, if you have this type of washer. There's like the circle door that's like a window basically, and it's reflective, right? Because it's a fucking window. And I saw my reflection. I think I already said that. My brain, even before I even like analyzed what I looked like and came up with an emotional reaction to what I saw, my brain already said, ew. Like my thoughts were already negative before I even like registered that I was looking at my reflection. Do you know what I mean? And then once I looked at my reflection, once I actually saw and it like processed, I loved what I saw. I was like, I look fucking good. I don't know why my brain like said that. You know, it was like a moment where I noticed how like habitual my thoughts are. And how even if, first of all, thank God I have that great foundation underneath, because that just shows how many times that I was looking in the mirror before and not even seeing something before I already had judged myself. You know, like I already decided that I'm fucking ugly before I even saw myself. And it really, really made me realize that I need to do more positive affirmations when I'm looking in the mirror. Mirrors are fucking powerful. Fucking powerful. When you look in that mirror and you say positive things about yourself, you don't understand that that's quite literally changing your subconscious. Like that is changing the thoughts that you have. You can either look in the mirror and say bad things about yourself and your subconscious will repeat those bad things to you, just like my subconscious was doing when I barely saw my reflection and already decided that I didn't like what I saw. Or you can make a habit of saying positive things to yourself when you look in the mirror. That way your subconscious is already spitting those thoughts back to you when you get a glimpse of yourself in the mirror. Do you see what I'm saying? There are actually so many moments in the day where we can be having this positive self-talk, where we can say things to ourselves to improve our confidence while you're doing your makeup, while you're putting lotion on your body, while you're in the shower, while you're eating. You know what I mean? These are moments when you can make the decision to just be kind of mindless and do it and not really think about it, or like watch a YouTube video, or, you know, do something that's like stimulating our brain but not really giving anything to us. Or you can put on some peaceful music. Let's say you're doing your makeup. No, because that's not everybody puts on makeup. Let's say you're taking a shower. I pray that everybody is taking a shower. Let's say you're taking a shower. You have the option to like play music that isn't really speaking any greatness into you, or you have the option to put on some like frequencies or some meditative music and actively think positively about yourself. You don't have to feel that way yet. You just have to think that way. You just have to think, or even say out loud, or listen to positive affirmations on YouTube where they're saying it to you. But when you're in the shower, slow down. Tell yourself, I'm beautiful. I love my body. My body has gotten me through this life. My skin protects me. My skin is beautiful. My arms allow me to hug. You can hug yourself. Okay, I'm getting cheesy now. You know, like say these things. My hair is gorgeous. My complexion? Hello, my complexion is out of this fucking world. I really am that bitch. I am the most confident in every room that I walk into. I am that fucking bitch. Put on a little concert in your shower. You know what I mean? Like, be the main character. Play that fucking movie in your head where you are that bitch. These are moments that we can take from regular things that we do every single day to moments where we are speaking greatness into ourselves and slowly changing our fucking lives. Quite literally, while you're doing your makeup, take your fucking time, turn it into a ritual. Not like a religious ritual, but like something that you do. What is the definition? I actually wrote this down because when I was thinking about rituals, I was like, what does a ritual even mean? It's a series of actions or type of behavior regularly and invariably followed by someone. So when you're doing your makeup, that's a ritual. You know what I mean? Like you're doing the same thing every single day. You're doing your foundation, you're doing your concealer, then your bronzer, which with each step in your makeup routine, say something to yourself. You know what I mean? Like every time you pick up your beauty blender, say, I am beautiful. Every time you're pouncing that into your face and blending out your makeup, I am beautiful. I am gorgeous. I am stunning. However many adjectives of beautiful you want to use. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can turn regular shit into things that will change your fucking life and boost your confidence. And like I said, internal glow-ups start within. These feelings of I feel like I'm that bitch will turn into physical glow-ups where people can't help but to notice. People can't help but to notice you walk into the fucking room and steal the fucking show. If you're stuck in this negative cycle, ask yourself how you got there. How'd you get here? How did you get so fucking negative? You probably don't know. It just happened, right? Now imagine on December 31st, 2021, the last day of this year, you're in a positive cycle. Envision that. You're looking at your phone, you see December 31st, and you think about how you feel about yourself, and you're like, wow, I really came so fucking far. I'm so fucking positive. This is the time travel thing that I'm talking about. You time travel to December 31st, and you realize, wow, I really fucking did everything I said I was gonna do. I really am that fucking bitch, and I believe it. And everybody else sees it too, okay? Ask yourself. Ask your future trip, ask your future self what you did to get to where you are, to be so confident, to be so stunning, to be that fucking bitch, and then do it, okay? Law of action. I didn't actually read the definition earlier, so I'm gonna read it to you. The law of action states that we must take action in our lives to see changes happen. So you're gonna future trip, you're going to time travel to your future self. Ask your future bomb-ass bitch self what you did to get to where you are, where you want to be, where you currently want to be. How did you get there? Future self, how did you get there? Your future self tells you, I did X, Y, and Z. Now you do it. That is the law of action. You need to take action to see changes. These smallest, I'm not even fucking kidding you, these smallest actions create the biggest fucking change. The biggest fucking change. If you don't follow me on Instagram, go do that now, at Helly's Angel. I'm keeping everybody updated with my body progress. When I tell you, all I do is a little 30-minute workout every single day, and I have my slip-ups. Like, I'm not fucking perfect. I don't love it. But you'll see. Oh my God. I just posted a body update, like a before and like a current, because it's not my after yet. I'm not at my goal, but I've made so much fucking progress. If that's not fucking motivation, I don't know what is. It's motivating me. I'm like, shit, I really did that. I need to keep doing these small things, because let me do this for a couple more months. Bitch, you don't want to fucking see me on December 31st of 2021, because I am going to be that bitch. It's over for you bitches. I'm just kidding. We all have space. You know what I mean? I hope you know what I mean. I hope this resonates with you. I hope this makes fucking sense, because sometimes I get so passionate about what I'm saying that I don't even know if it's making sense, because it makes sense to me. And a lot of things that don't make sense to me. You know what I mean? So we are making a pact to all glow up by December 31st. That is the day when we are living in our dream fucking reality, okay? And we're doing that by specifying what we want, making a plan, taking action, looking in the fucking mirror, and telling ourselves that we are that fucking bitch, you know? Mirror exercises. That's the biggest exercise that you need, is looking in the mirror and doing those exercises of talking to yourself and telling yourself that you're the fucking shit. Our affirmation of the week is, when I look in the mirror, I love what I see. You know how you get there? By telling yourself that you do. By saying, I love myself. You don't have to feel that yet, but you have to say that shit. Okay? You're doing your rituals. When you're in the shower, you're hyping yourself up. You're doing that inner work so that you can glow from within, and then the external glow will come. I fucking promise. All of our glow ups are gonna look different, okay? We're not gonna all glow up the same. Some of us like desire to, you know, get more physically fit. Some of us might have the desire to just get fucking rich. Whatever it takes you to get there, you're fucking getting there by December 31st. No ifs, ands, or fucking buts, okay? Utilize the things that you're doing every single day. Tweak them a little bit so that they align with who you are becoming. Not want to become, who you are becoming. And I promise you, on December 31st, we'll have a meetup. I'm just kidding. We're all gonna fucking be there in our dream fucking reality. 2022? Wow, that sounds crazy. 2022. And that's like almost an angel number. 222. Oh my God. I don't know why I never thought about that, but that's so fucking exciting. 2022 is our fucking year. Do you hear me? I don't even think I've said 2022 out loud, because I feel like I would have realized how fucking dope that sounds. Anyway, I'm obviously all over the place now. This is why I only have 30-minute episodes, because my brain starts to go all over the place after about 30 minutes. But I do have a special announcement. Are you ready? Drum roll, please. That's not a drum roll. But I will be having guest speakers. Is it a guest speaker? I'll be having interviews. I'll be having guests on the podcast once a month, starting this month. The last Monday of every month, I will be having a new person who is super inspirational to me and has their own stories in regards to glowing up, making shit fucking happen, health, wealth, and self-love, you know what I mean? And just people that inspire me, pretty much. People that inspire me are going to be guests on the show once a month. Next week, I will not be here again. It's been a pretty crazy month for me, and it is only going to get crazier because I'm going to be moving here soon. But next Monday, I will not be here. I will be on a flight to New York City. So that's not going to be it. But the 30th, I will be having my first guest, and I cannot tell you how fucking excited I am. Stick with me. I might be rusty. I've never interviewed somebody before, but this is somebody that I've already spoken to. I was a guest on her podcast, The Perfect Podcast. I was a guest on that show. So also go check her out, Lauren. She's super fucking incredible. And she will be here the next time I talk to you on Monday, August 30th. And with all of that being said, I love you so fucking much. Go get your glow up on. It's our fucking time to shine. Okay, we are on the last stretch of the fucking year. That is fucking important. We're owning it. We're taking it into our own hands. We're making it fucking happen. The universe already knows that it's within us. We just have to understand that as well. And I love you so much. Message me on Instagram. I love talking to you guys. I really honestly love you. We need like a name. Like, I've been saying hell babies, but I don't really know how I feel about it. Let me know how you feel about it. And I've said enough. Okay, I love you. Bye. Mwah.